Okay. Okay, for the second part of this session, we're going to revert back to our studies in Genesis chapter 6.
好，我们下半节课我们要来谈的是《创世纪》第六章。
We're just going through it very slowly because every time we get to a new verse, we're finding that we need to understand more concepts before we can go forwards.
我们呢，这个在谈圣经的时候，一句一句是讲得非常慢的哈，是因为我们一定要很明确的从每一句话里面得到一些概念。当我们得到这个概念以后，我们才继续往下走。
And at the moment, we're looking at the sons of Noah and the ramifications, really, or the outcome of their coming off the ark and what happened to them.
我们在之前讲到呢，诺亚跟他的儿子们，他们后来在这个整个洪水后，方舟抵达了一个地点，然后他们如何的下了船，然后开始他们的子子孙孙，开始了一个在全世界迁徙的一个路程。
Now remember we looked at the date for this last Sunday. I recommended that calendar, the online calendar actually, and the guy even gave the day, the month. They didn't say what time they got on the boat, but we have the day and the date and the year.
而我们在礼拜天的时候有跟大家介绍了一个很伟大的一个日历。这个日历呢，可以清清楚楚的把这些就是圣经上发生的所有事情的年份、月份甚至哪一天日期全部都把它定找出来，只是没有讲说是几点钟，包括就是整个诺亚他们的船抵达了一个点，然后他们在那个哪一天把方舟建好，哪一天开始洪水，然后哪一天他们到了哪里，全部都有日期。
If God doesn't give us the time of the event, obviously it means it wasn't important.
那神没有让我们知道，就是在圣经里面没有提到那个事件发生的时间，就确切的那个几点，那就代表这件事情几点并不重要。
But there are some cases in the scriptures where we are actually told the time of day.
而在有些时候，我们的经句里面啊，是会把某些事件的时间明确的几点会都会告诉我们的。
For example, the time of the cross, we know the exact day and the date and even the time that Jesus Christ went to the cross.
而这举例来说，当耶稣基督几哪一天哪一个时间，就是几点钟被送上十字架，是被明确的写出来的。
Remember, that was the 14th of Nisan.
记得那是 Nisan 这个月的第十四天。
And it was 9 o'clock in the morning.
那是早上的九点。
Okay, but then, you know, we have the details because this is the most important event in human history.
而我们会有这么大、那么清楚的细节，是因为这是人类史上最重要的一个事件。
Now, when they got onto the ark, see, we have the day and the month and the year, that was a very important event as well.
而这个诺亚的方舟的这个省所有的时间，他们什么时候上船的，应该是说日期、年份是也很重要的。因为这是也是人类史上非常重要的一个事件。
Remember, humanity was about to come to its end.
要记得，因为这个事件是让人类要几乎灭绝的那个时候。
Okay, but God had to get rid of the Nephilim, that's the half angels, half men people.
而这个洪水的发生是因为上帝要将那些 Nephilim, 拿佛林灭绝，这些拿佛林就是堕落天使与人类共同生出来的混血儿。
And this was to protect the human race.
而神要毁灭这些拿佛林，是因为他要确保人类纯种人类的基因还能够存在这个世界上。
Okay, now this all happened about 4,500 years ago.
这些事情都是在4,500年前发生的事情。
And human history, or the human race began again with just 8 people.
而整个人类的所有的这个血脉，就是以剩下来的那八个人开始，重新开始。
So over the last 4,500 years, human history has gone from 8 people to nearly 8 billion now, I guess.
而在4,500年前，那场洪水让诺亚一家八口人留下来，那在4,500年内呢，从这八口人到现在将近可能有80亿人。
Okay, and those first 8 people, we had Noah and his 3 sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and their wives.
而这 八个人呢，就是诺亚他太太以及他的三个孩子及他们三个孩子的太太。
Okay, so Shem, Ham, and Japheth were the three sons, and we all come from those three sons.
就是闪、韩跟雅弗这三个儿子，所以我们所有的人类就是经由这三个儿子所生的所有的后裔所组成。
Yeah, I'll just run you quickly through the slideshow that we did on Sunday, just to catch you up if you weren't there.
那我们很快的来复习一下礼拜天所看到的一些 PPT, 让大家如果没有机会了解的可以很快的了解。
Okay, and then we've got something to add to that as well, so.
然后我们再来在讲的过程中再加上一些新的资讯。
Okay, now I began showing you these pictures of the Ark. They think they found the Ark in the region of Ararat in Turkey.
这个图上面的这个是之前考古学家发现的一个他们认为是方舟的遗迹。好，这是在土耳其的一个叫Ararat 这个山区的一个图片。
Okay, and the latest team, the last team that was there and did a proper study, I think it was about 10 or 15 years ago. So they did a very intensive study.
在15年前左右呢，有一个考古的团队到了这边，就在土耳其的东北方。他们在做了一个非常非常科学性的一个研究，对这个区域。
And this was the formation they were looking at. And they worked out because the Bible gives us the length and the width of the ark. So everything fitted exactly to the specifications in the Bible.
因为呢这个遗迹啊你看得到啊它的有一个形状虽然现在已经没有任何木头了但是它的这些所有的尺寸这看起来是一个天然的地形但它所有的尺寸都是符合圣经对于诺亚方舟所有的描述。
Over 4,500 years, the wood has actually rotted, but it's become what they call like sort of like fossilized or something. So that, you know, the wood has changed its structure, but they can recognize that there was a proper structure. There was something there.
在4,500年的时间的这个变化下呢，这个当时方舟的木头都已经有一点算是石化了，但是你还几乎可以看得到它的整个的形状是符合这个方舟的状态。
Yeah, and they did find other things. There's little bits of metal that could have been like, what they call rivets or nails. And then there's these big rocks. If you had a look on the webpage, I recommend it. You see these anchors with holes drilled into them.
而且最有趣的事情哈，是你如果你有上这个网站，你还看得到哦，它这些很一些是石头的那个，都还会有一些像是曾经被钉子钉过的一些洞。
That's what these websites are here. So you've got those on your line and WeChats. One for the location and the other is the website about these people that discovered things. So there's a lot more pictures and a lot more information on it.
在我们的那个微信的群里面或者是 LINE 的群里面你都可以找到这个连结它里面有非常非常多的照片和描述的细节你可以研究一下它整个这个考古团队他们所做出来的一个科学性的分析。
So that was the ark, okay. And so now getting back to Noah and his sons, we also talked about the different lines, the descendants of the three sons.
好，那这一张图呢，现在荧幕上的图是在把诺亚跟他三个孩子跟他们下面的这些后裔，好，他们的整个的主要的一个一个孩子们的名字一个图表。
This family tree or this table that you see is taken directly from Genesis chapter 10, which lists all of the names of Noah's sons and then the grandsons and great-grandsons.
所以这一个族谱呢，基本上是从创世纪第十章里面所有提到的诺亚的后代的这个，把它做成的这一个族谱的表。
Actually, the line that's the most important regarding Jesus Christ is from the line of Shem. So he comes down from Shem.And Arphaxad, and then it comes all the way down this line here, first to Abraham, and then you have another 14 generations to King David, and eventually you come down to Jesus Christ. So that's down this line here.
那最重要的是右边的这一条线就是闪它下面的这一路下来的这个里面呢甚至会到了大卫王这一条是就是耶稣基督。后来也出生都是在这一条线上。
Yeah. And this line is extended. There's other passages in the Bible which show that the line of Abraham, for example, is going to go through Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Judah, and then you have all these other names coming down. But these are recorded in Scripture because the Jewish people need to know, from this line will come the Savior. So we need to watch this family line.
在圣经，有些人把这个亚伯兰的这一条线，他后来就是亚伯拉罕哈，一直往下画，一直要画到耶稣，因为这是对我们来讲是非常重要，尤其是犹太人，他们需要理解救主真的是这样来了，因为他们不相信耶稣基督是救主。
Yeah, so these are all prophecies, like God gave a prophecy to Noah, and He gave a prophecy to Shem, and then to Abraham, saying, "From your line will come the Savior."
因为这是从很早以前就神就一直在给的先知性预言。就是会经由诺亚，经由闪，然后经由亚伯拉罕，经由大卫等等，这条线一直到耶稣，他这都是完全符合上帝曾经给的先知性的这个预言。
Actually, it's a prophecy that goes all the way back to the time of Adam and Eve, because they were given the prophecy originally, saying the Savior will come from Adam and Eve, from you two.
而且这个先知性预言应该还要再追溯最早一开始，神在伊甸园里面对亚当和夏娃告诉他们说，未来的救主会从你们的子孙中出现。
And that's why genealogies are very important to the Jewish culture, and this is why you see them all the way through the Bible. It's a record for people to look at, to see, is this the family that's going to have the Savior? See, they're looking through the lines. It's a checklist to tell them where the Savior is going to come.
所以对于犹太人来讲，这个族谱的这种分析是非常重要的，因为这很明显的让我们看到了救主是怎么样来的。
Now, 14 generations from Abraham, you're going to have David, King David.
从亚伯拉罕到大卫呢，有十四代。
Now you have an extra, like an addition to the prophecy about the king. See, Jesus Christ is not going to just be a savior, he's going to be a messiah, a future king of a future Israel as well.
From David to
David
Jesus is also 14.
Because there's another sort of a step. So there's actually from David down to when they were taken off to Babylon. That's 14.
Oh.
So it came down to about King Jehoiakim. And then you have another 14. So it's actually 28. 28 from David to Jesus Christ.
好，就是从亚伯拉罕到大卫王是十四代。那大卫王到那个，就大卫到那个去巴比伦被抓到。巴比伦的那个国王也是十四代，然后再从那个国王到耶稣基督又是十四代。
Is that right?
所以大卫到耶稣是二十八代。
We can just bring it up very quickly now. And if you go to Matthew chapter 1, it actually gives you the details. So we just quickly.
你如果去那个马太福音第一章的话，他有很清楚的讲这件事情。
Okay.
很快的看一下。
Okay, it says here, Matthew 1:17, all the generations from Abraham to David are 14.
马太福音一章十七节讲到从亚伯拉罕到大卫是十四代。
And then from David until the carrying away in Babylon. Remember, that's when King Nebuchadnezzar came and took the Jews back to Babylon.
然后呢从大卫呢到那个被抓去巴比伦的那个王是十四代。
That was 587 BC.
伊亚敬，对，伊亚敬王，是在西元前587年。
Okay, and then you have another 14 generations until Jesus Christ.
那从伊亚敬到耶稣基督又是十四代。
Okay, so that's 42, and then you got 20. So there's 62 generations between Adam and Jesus Christ.Because you got 10 from Adam to Noah, and then from Noah to Abraham is 10. That's 20, and then you've got 42. 14 times 3 is 42. So 62 generations from Adam to Jesus Christ.
所以从亚当到耶稣基督是62代。
Okay, so I'll take you back to the chart.
那我们回来看这个家族族谱。
Okay, but it is a very important line, and this line of Abraham. And when you get to David, now the announcement is that there is going to be a Messiah as well as a Savior.
好，所以从这个亚伯拉罕这一线呢，是很重要的一条线，因为他下来以后就会有了大卫王，而且大卫王下就会有不只是一个我们的救主，同时是弥赛亚。
David is promised that you will have a descendant who will reign on the throne, who will be the king forever. And this is God promising David.
这是神对大卫的应许。
You will have a son who sits on your throne.
你将会有一个儿子，你的后代会有一个儿子，他会坐在王位上。
And he will be on the throne forever.
他会永远的坐在王位上。
And this speaks of Jesus Christ.
这就是讲的耶稣基督。
See, Jesus Christ came down from the line of David, and he's the eternal king.
耶稣基督就是他是来自大卫王的后裔这一条线，而且他会是我们永远的王。
Now, David's hometown actually was Bethlehem. And remember, Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem.
就是耶稣基督是在伯利恒出生的。
And there's a lot of other prophecies about Jesus Christ and you know, how he was going to be born and things like that. So people were looking at these prophecies to understand about the birth of Jesus Christ.
有很多的预言 都先描述了这个耶稣基督会怎么样的诞生。
For example, when Jesus was born, they could check off these prophecies. Oh yes, he's in the line of David. And actually both Joseph and Mary were from the line of David.
而很多的预言都先预告了这个未来的弥赛亚是怎么样出生的。所以当耶稣出生的时候，先知们呢，就一项一项的去确认。好，第一个就是我们的弥赛亚必须是来自于大卫王这一个系。而耶稣的妈妈玛利亚跟他的爸爸约瑟都是来自大卫王的后裔哦， yeah. 两个人都是。
And the prophecy was that he would be born in Bethlehem, and Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
而且在之前的先知预言就已经讲了，弥赛亚将会出生在伯利恒。
And the prophecy was that he would be born to a virgin. He was born to a virgin.
而且前面的预言也讲说他会从一个处女
The prophecy
was, 生出。
There was also a prophecy said
童女。Virgin 就是处女啊。
And the prophecy was that he would be persecuted by the king. At that time, there'd be lots of children dying, actually. That was the prophecy. When the Messiah was born, there'd be children dying.
而且圣经预言里面也讲说，当弥赛亚出生的时候，非常多的同龄的孩子都会被杀死。也是在预言里面就已经预告了。
If you remember King Herod, he had a plan. He heard that the Messiah had been born.
而记得吗？在当时呢，的确，当时犹太的王他听说弥赛亚出生了。
And rather than celebrating, saying, "Wow, the king, the eternal king has been born. Let's go worship him," he wanted to kill him.
而这个王呢，他不但没有想到说啊，这个弥赛亚救主出生了，我们应该要大大的欢庆，他反而想要把他给杀了。
And even when the religious people in Jerusalem at the time, when they heard the Messiah had been born, they weren't interested.
而在当时犹太人的那些犹太教的那些宗教领袖们，他们听说了弥赛亚出生了，他们居然一点都不感兴趣。
Actually, I think the Bible says in the book of Matthew, it says that they were scared. Oh no, the Messiah has been born. What's going to happen to us?
甚至在马太福音里面有提到说那些犹太教的宗教人士甚至是非常紧张的。
Following the prophecies of the Old Testament, we know that Jesus Christ, when he was very small, had to go to Egypt, and that happened, that became true.
先知预言也说他呢，将弥赛亚出生后呢，他将会远离以色列，会到埃及。结果真的这个事情也发生在耶稣身上。
And, for example, that he would live in Nazareth. So when he came out of Egypt with his family, he went up to live in Nazareth. These are all prophesied.
后来从埃及回去又去住到那个拿撒勒，这些事情其实都在之前的预言里都有的。
So after he had grown up and he began his ministry, people could have checked the facts and said, oh yes, this is what the Old Testament has said, all the old prophets of the Old Testament, this has been written down for hundreds of years. This is Jesus Christ, this is the Savior and the Messiah.
所以当耶稣后来长大，开始他的事工的时候呢，其实很多人都可以去查验他这身发生的所有的状况，都能够明确的知道他就是弥赛亚。
They could have done what Luke did. Remember in the book of Luke, and we still don't know if Luke is a Jewish person or a Gentile, but Luke went to Mary, the mother of Jesus, and interviewed her because he was interested. His friend that actually had sponsored Luke to write a report, what's this about Jesus Christ? And so Luke went to Mary and said, well, you know, tell me what happened.
而路加福音呢，所写的路加，他其实是一个医生，他是被他一个朋友赞助，让他可以有机会去专访玛利亚， 他就是因为他真的是对耶稣的整个的诞生是否他是弥赛亚非常感兴趣，所以他要去做这个研究。
See, Luke was interested, and God gave him that opportunity to go and ask questions and to interview Maria, Maria, and that became the book of Luke.
而所以呢，你就可以想象说，他多么有兴趣的想要知道耶稣的诞生他的前后的状态，所以他神就给了路加这个机会，让他有机会去好好的研究，而且去访问了玛利亚，而因此才会有我们的路加福音这一部书。
Yeah, and as part of the interview process, Mary probably said, oh look, I've got some records of the family history here. So there's lists that have been in our family for generations.
而在应该说访谈中呢，玛利亚还把他们家的族谱都拿给他，给路加看，所以路加才会有这么详细的记载。
Because it was a very important part of Jewish history. These people had records in their houses.
所以这是犹太人非常重要的一个历史性的记录，而这些犹太人是一向都是会记家谱的。
And that became part of Luke chapter 3. We see this family tree all the way from Jesus Christ back to Adam, 62 generations.
所以他看到了这么重要的一个族谱啊，一直从耶稣往前推到亚当62代。
Now remember, it's the Holy Spirit that actually gives us the scripture. So everything has been inspired by the Holy Spirit. But even if Mary gave Luke, or possibly in some local temple, there's also records of the genealogy as well. The Holy Spirit made sure that information was completely accurate.
我们要知道哈，就是有圣经所记载的，都是经由圣灵来协助撰写的。所以这些所有的讯息，包括玛利亚会想到要拿她的族谱给路加看，或者路加还去其他周围的这些亲戚朋友等等的去这个收集资料，所有的过程跟撰写都是有圣灵陪伴一起发生的。
So anyway, this line, this table that we see, and this is out of Genesis chapter 10. If you want to look at the full line down this line here of Abraham, you can find that in Luke chapter 3. So that'll go all the way from Jesus Christ back to Adam.
所以我们这一些的族谱呢，是在创世纪第十章里面所有的名字的记载的说明。而如果从亚伯拉罕到耶稣基督的所有的记载，还可以从路加福音第三章里面也可以看得出来。
And just as a word of warning, this line all the way from Adam to Jesus, it's not great believers. There are some great believers in there, but there's also murderers and thieves and rapists and all the rest of it. All the way down, they're lying. They're not in the line because they're good people.
哦，我们要先了解一下，就说即使是被写在族谱里了，在亚伯拉罕到耶稣基督这中间，并不是所有的都是好人哦，还是生出很多坏人来。
There's even a prostitute.
他们有妓女，甚至有强盗什么的都有。
Okay, but many of the people became great, like Abraham and David and Noah. That's why they're in the line.
所以这些看得到会放在这个上面的，像亚伯拉罕啊、大卫啊、诺亚，他们都是伟大的人、伟大的信徒，所以他们才被放出来、被写出来。
But the Bible mentions other people, and they were just no good, really.
但是圣经上也有提到一些其他的人，他们真的不是好人。
Getting back to the three sons of Noah, and we see how these people expanded out around the world.
好，经由诺亚的三个儿子，他怎么样的绵延的这个整个的后代子孙，怎么样的绵延到世界各地去？
This map's a bit simplified, but we see here this comes down to like the grandsons of Noah, and this is a fairly accurate map of where the different sons went, and they can look at archaeological evidence to find out this is true.
现在的这一张图呢，大家看到的是诺亚的孙子代的分布。
And just for example, like Mizraim, he's one of the grandsons of Noah through Ham. This is actually the name for Egypt. The old name for Egypt was Mizraim.
左下方的 Mizraim 这个孙子呢，他就是后来埃及那边的人的祖先。
And then if you come over here, Asher, we've mentioned about the Assyrians. See, they even take the name from Asher.
中间的那个 Asshur, Asher, 是亚述人的祖先。那个亚述人的字其实也是从这个字来的。
You have the name Madai. Now he's one of the sons of Japheth. And Madai, we have the people called the Medes.And the Medes go back to about 500 BC. These became the Persians, and then today they're called the Iranians. So Madai, he became the grand, or the ancestor of the Medes. And the Medes were a very powerful race in the past.
好，然后这个右边绿色的那个 Medes 哈、嗯，是那个后来 Medes Medes 这个族群的祖先。那这个 Medes 族群是非常非常强大的一个族群。
Yeah, and the Medes eventually became the Persians, and the Persians they were a very big empire for many years.
然后 Medes 呢，他们就是后来的那个
波斯
哦，
波斯 Persian。
Okay.The Persians became the Parthians in the time of Jesus Christ, and then today they're the Iranians. But anyway, so these people, even today, the Iranians and Iran, they came from Medes.
哦，所以波斯人呢，又是现在的伊朗人，所以他们都是从前面 Medes 这一个系，这个孙子系下来的。
Okay, and then we were looking at another line here relating to the Chinese. Remember, we had the Sinites.And on this map here, you just see this little arrow over here, Sinite going east.
那我们现在来看中国人的祖先，就是黄色的那个下面，哈，亚洲的黄色那一块下面有个 Sinite， 有个紫色的小箭头向右边，向东边走。这个呢，就是接下来要变成中国人的祖先。
Okay, we had another race of people called the Hittites, and remember, people say that they became the Mongolians. We had the name coming down this line here was Hit.
H-E-T-H
Yeah、
哦、另外 H-E-T-H 这个是韩的曾孙
And so these people we established became the Mongolians
他们后来会变成蒙古人因为韩国人是蒙古人那边过去的
They all get mixed There's no pure races of course People are getting all mixed up all over the place
但是不管怎么样所有的族群都会互相混血啦所以它都是混的没有纯的
And then we saw this map here. Now this is a map taken not from archaeological evidence, but using DNA to decide where people went.
这一张图呢是很重要的是近代大家用基因学去查各地方的人的基因以后他发现的那个整个人的迁徙可能的一个路线。
Yeah, see, there's different ways of finding out how people moved through history, where people went.
因为我们很多时候呢都会用历史的记载来推测人是怎么样迁徙的。
Yeah, and like the Bible, and then you have other books in history where people have written things down, and so, oops.
包括
Okay, I will have to open up again.